NASA Interbana meteorologist Ed Kieser says we have another sunny day coming up with a high of 75. He'll have details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. What's been called by some the most consequential general election in decades has now arrived, and it's already been met with long lines at polling places. In fact, at least one polling place in Urbana, a line 40 deep had already formed even 10 minutes before the polls opened a half hour ago. The polls will stay open until 7 o'clock tonight as voters choose a president, decide if Senator Dick Durbin gets another term, picks the next Illinois representatives in the U.S. House, and choose a raft of state and county office holders. Champaign County voters are also being asked to approve a one-cent sales tax increase to help fund school construction projects. Even though more than 877,000 out of 7.7 million registered Illinois voters cast early ballots, overall turnout of around 80% could still mean bustling polling places today. AM 580 joins NPR tonight to cover the vote count. Our coverage begins at 6 o'clock this evening. Despite the deluge of voters who cast their ballots, officials are still expecting those long lines to form during the day today. Amanda Vinicky has more.
Dan White has some advice for would-be voters.
You might want to avoid those peak hours, which are generally those hours in the morning when the polls open at 6 a.m. and then later on in the evening when people are coming home from work. So if you can, if you have that option, I'd urge voters to try and go out mid-morning and mid-afternoon.
White's the head of the State Board of Elections. He predicts lines will be long, even though more than 880,000 people cast early ballots. White has a few other reminders. Within 100 feet of the polling places are campaign-free zones, meaning no T-shirts, buttons, or other items promoting a candidate are allowed. Although it's not required to show an ID in Illinois, White says election judges may ask for one if they have a reason. He says if there's a problem, ask for a provisional ballot. Partisan poll watchers, as well as monitoring teams with the attorney general, state's attorneys, and other law enforcement agencies will also be roaming. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Robert Arnett has been sentenced to 65 years in prison for murdering his estranged wife and concealing her body. Champaign County Judge Tom DeFantis handed down the sentence, saying Arnett has proven to be a danger to society. Arnett was found guilty in August of strangling Naomi Arnett and burying the body in a shallow grave last year near her home in Sadorus. Her disappearance sparked a lengthy search. State's Attorney Julia Reitz says she's pleased with the sentence, particularly after learning of a letter that Arnett mailed to a former girlfriend just last week. The letter threatened Teresa Henson, who assisted investigators prior to Arnett's arrest last year. Duke Harris is the lead prosecutor for the state's attorney's office.
When she got that letter, it shook her up. When you start hearing, getting letters about betrayal, I'll be out, I'll be back, you better buy a gun, it upset her. And again, she's a stand-up lady. She did the right thing. She got a hold of the sheriff's department, and she was willing again to come in today and tell Judge DeFantis about what this man is continuing to do, despite the fact he's locked up in a county jail.
The 39-year-old Arnett will have to serve 100% of his sentence. His attorney plans to appeal the guilty verdict and file a motion to have the sentence reduced. It's back to the drawing board for a proposed neighborhood plan that would set policy in Urbana for the future expansion of Carle Foundation Hospital. The Urbana City Council voted to send the Crystal Lake Neighborhood Plan back to its Committee of the Whole because of a disagreement over Carle's role in replacing housing torn down for hospital expansion. The current proposal would encourage Carle to work with the city to find one-for-one replacement of any of the hospital-owned rental property torn down for new medical buildings. But Mayor Laurel Pressing says the hospital should be required to work with the city. Pressing says she has to balance Carle's needs with those of Crystal Lake neighborhood residents.
We've got a major employer here that needs to expand, which we support. But we also have to protect neighborhoods. And we are concerned about moving away residential property right next to a major employer because we'd like to have people be able to walk to work.
Crossing says requiring Carle to work with the city for one-to-one housing replacement doesn't mean they have to pay for it all. But Carle Executive Vice President John Snyder says the language looks that way to them. Still, Pressing and Carle spokeswoman Gretchen Robbins both said they think compromise language can be found when the city council meets in committee next week. And Christie Clinic plans to break ground in the spring of next year for a new expansion in northwest Champaign. That $35 million project near I-57 and 74 also includes the remodeling of the clinic's downtown facility. It's Christie Clinic's second attempt to build a new center. This time, this clinic won't need the approval of the State Health Facilities Planning Board, which turned down an earlier proposal to move its entire operation to the northwest end of town. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 Central with headlines at 7:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather, and that's chief, not cheap, meteorologist. I want to make sure I enunciated that properly, Ed.
Okay, that's good. Although I don't come expensively.
No, that's true.
But I hope my service isn't cheap.
You're a bargain for all you provide, I tell you that. And I wanted to note that you had corrected me on the starting time for the Illini game a week from this Saturday against Ohio State at Memorial Stadium. It'll be 11 a.m., not noon, as I said. I was passing along the information I received, and it was Eastern time. It had not been corrected for Central time. So it'll be 11 a.m.
Yeah, as soon as I heard that, I...